This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. 80-20 Your Life, Get More Done with Less Effort, Time, and Action, written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. It's often the case that when we get off from our jobs to finally come home and spend time relaxing or on leisure activities we enjoy, our minds are still racing. We're occupied with thoughts and worries that are unrelated to our professional lives. This could include your finances, taking care of your relationships, the long list of tasks that you've been putting off, etc. In the previous sections, we've covered how you can minimize stress at work by getting more work done in less time using the 80-20 principle and being the uber-productive self that you've always probably wanted to be. Now, we're going to discuss how you can do the same thing at home. There are several things we do as part of our routine lives which take time away from activities we enjoy doing. Depending on your lifestyle, you may not be left with a single minute where you can breathe easy and put everything else aside. This has had a significant impact on our happiness levels because it leaves us frustrated and feeling powerless, and we don't feel like we control our own lives. With the 80-20 principle, you can take back control of your life and set yourself free. We'll cover several areas in your life that can use the 80-20 treatment. There's a certain way of thinking underlying the application of this principle. Without adopting this specific approach, you'll only be able to apply the rule in generic ways, and that won't be conducive to getting the most out of it. Conversely, 80-20 thinking will go a long way in helping you tailor the principle and its applications to the idiosyncrasies of your lifestyle. So, what is 80-20 thinking outside of the business world? Though this principle had its origins in economics and has most often been used in workplaces and for business, it is applicable for other areas too, although in a slightly adapted form. When used in our personal lives, the 80-20 principle is more like an attitude or approach, a particular orientation that guides our decision-making, goals, values, and behavior. This attitude has four major features in that it is reflective, unconventional, hedonistic, and non-linear. We'll go over each feature below. Firstly, 80-20 thinking is reflective in that it overwhelmingly focuses on you and what suits your needs while still being efficient and productive. We're often taking the preferences and conveniences of others into account much more than we should, and 80-20 thinking strongly discourages this. If you remember the three steps framework for applying the 80-20 rule that we discussed earlier, reflection and introspection is often what will help you come up with your 80-20 actions. This way of thinking is unconventional in that it refuses to take conventional wisdom for granted if it doesn't work for you. It encourages us to do away with all the things we do because they're known to generally work for a majority of the population. How many self-help books have you seen that hold up various successful people as examples for how you should behave, with no consideration for whether their methods suit you as an individual or not? This could be things like waking up early, journaling every day, following a rigid routine, etc. Thinking unconventionally is not about being a rebel just for the sake of it, but about finding out what happiness and success look like for you. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.